Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Thursday, May 27th. Perhaps the most important and notable news from yesterday was that of yesterday morning when Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick publicly requested via Twitter that Governor Greg Abbott call a special session in June, following the end of this legislative session to address conservative priorities that died at the hands of the House as they approached their midnight deadline the night before. He specifically cited considering Senate Bill 10, or the ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying, Senate Bill 12, or the protections for free speech on social media platforms, and Senate Bill 29, protections for fair sports for women and girls. This call took the Capitol world by storm as business was starting to wrap up here in Austin. A short time thereafter, Governor Greg Abbott responded with a statement where he said, "Some are trying to end the game before the time clock is run out. There's still time remaining for the House and Senate to work together to get important conservative legislation to my desk. Members in both chambers need to be spending every minute of every day to accomplish that mission." The statement reads fairly hollow in my opinion. Counting today, we have just 5 days left in the legislative session. Key deadlines have already passed, making it virtually impossible to resurrect bills that have already died. The universe of bills still in the legislative mix are those in conference committees or awaiting amendment consideration. Notably, several lawmakers agree with Patrick and also publicly expressed their support for a special session, albeit with varying degrees of what should be on the call. The Texas House Freedom Caucus, comprised of 8 Republican members, came out with a statement supporting the efforts of Patrick on all of the priorities he lined out, but also wanted to add the consideration of gender modification bills that died in several different ways this session. Those members include Republican State Representatives Mays Middleton of Galveston, Matt Schaefer of Tyler, Briscoe Kane of Deer Park, Matt Krause of Hazlitt, Matt Shaheen of Plano, Valerie Swanson of Spring, Steve Toth from the Woodlands, and Cody Vasute of Angleton. Additional lawmakers also expressed interest as the day went on. These included State Representative James White of Hillister, where he agreed with Patrick but also wanted to add the consideration of property tax relief to the call. State Representatives Jeff Kaysen of Bedford, Brian Slayton of Royce City, Tony Tenderholt of Arlington, and Kyle Biederman of Fredericksburg all agreed with Patrick but took it a little further to include any Republican Party of Texas priorities that didn't get accomplished this session, as well as additional funding for the border wall and any policy to address the ongoing border crisis. State Representatives Jeff Leach of Allen and Scott Sanford of McKinney made general statements in support of the session, but stopped short of giving specifics about what they would like to see as a part of its consideration. Expect this to continue to develop over the coming days now that the legislature is beyond the deadlines where they can consider any new bills. All eyes were on the Senate last night to see what, if anything, Patrick would do as he held several key hostage bills. Notably, there was never really a sense of urgency, and over the course of the afternoon, into the evening, and into early this morning, they just gradually considered bills while taking several breaks. This was certainly a far cry from the drama we had witnessed in the House just two nights earlier, leading up to their deadline. At the end of the night, 2 key hostages were taken, likely in an attempt to force a special session sooner rather than later. These included House Bill 1600, or the Sunset Safety Net Bill, which exists for the sole purpose of ensuring the continuation of certain state agencies that are subjected to the Sunset Review process, in the event they're not continued or considered in the legislature at all, which kind of has its own sense of irony. Notably, the other bill, House Bill 4242, also died. This was the 2-year extension of the Chapter 313 tax abatement program, allowing for qualifying businesses to get property tax exclusions, which opponents amount to nothing more than corporate welfare. Several other bills died as well, but these were certainly some of the more notable ones. It ultimately amounts to Patrick saying, "Your move, Governor." The next key deadline is Friday. This marks the last day the House can act on amendments. Going into the weekend, Sunday marks the last day that either the House or Senate can adopt conference committee reports or act on amendments altogether. The final day of the legislative session is Monday. Normally, that last day is reserved for corrections and administratively wrapping everything up. It's fairly lackluster. We are certainly in the endgame of the 87th legislative session. A very brief update on legislative priorities. The Senate unanimously adopted the conference committee report for the overall state budget yesterday. It's expected the House will follow suit here shortly, ultimately sending it to the governor for his consideration. As a reminder, in Texas, the governor has the ability to line item veto certain expenditures in the budget without killing the whole bill. This, of course, is the one constitutionally bound thing the legislature has to accomplish in a regular session. The Senate also passed out House Bill 2, or the Supplemental Budget Bill, yesterday. This is the bill that essentially plugs in the gaps from the last budget cycle that were either over or underestimated. It will now go back to the House to accept amendments before also being sent to the governor for his consideration. Notably, House Bill 5, or the bill seeking to expand broadband to rural and underserved areas of the state, is back from conference committee. This is the number one emergency priority of Governor Abbott, as he announced back in February. While in the House, State Representative Jeff Kasin successfully amended the bill to require that broadband providers who by default block access to obscene or pornographic material be given priority when being considered by the state. That amendment was taken off in the Senate by the Senate sponsor, State Senator Robert Nichols of Jacksonville. This prompted the conference committee. Notably, the amendment stayed off, and instead there is a provision requiring the state to study the effects of obscene or pornographic material on Texans and the feasibility of limiting access to those materials. Expect the House to act on this bill shortly. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They will consider several of the bills that are eligible to be considered that are back with Senate amendments or back from conference committee. A non-exhaustive list of those include legislative priorities like House Bill 19, the Texas Trucking Act, House Bill 20, and House Joint Resolution 4 relating to bail reform, an emergency priority of Governor Abbott, House Bill 1239 prohibiting the suspension of law that protect religious freedom and prohibiting the closure of places of worship in times of emergency. This is a Republican Party of Texas priority related to religious freedom. House Bill 547, or the Tim Tebow bill, allowing homeschooled kids to participate in UIL activities, is available as well. House Bill 1925, or the statewide public camping ban. House Bill 18, the establishment of the Prescription Drug Savings Program, a healthcare priority of Speaker Phelan. And House Bill 3979, or the anti-critical race theory bill, are all eligible to be brought up today. The overall Senate will convene at 1:30 p.m. after having a long night last night. They also have several items eligible to consider. Expect the ongoing political drama to weigh into what is actually considered today or delayed. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. If you want to know about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out the show notes page on our website, where we link directly to the bills as well as the contact information for the author and sponsor. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all take care.